This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Excited to be joined by our next guest. We are celebrating the Missouri Tigers. We head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the athletic director of Mizzou, Laird Veach, joins us on the show today. Laird, really happy to have you join us today. Appreciate you popping on today.
You bet. Happy to be on with you and appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Let's just start with this. What is the general, I guess, day-to-day for an athletic director? I'm assuming some days it's about basketball, sometimes it's about football, sometimes it's about the Olympic sports. What's a general day-to-day for you?
Yeah, it's, I have kids a lot of us do, probably listening, and when I get home, I always ask, so what'd you do today, Dad? And I usually say something like, well, I had a lot of meetings. I'd had a lot of phone calls, answered a lot of emails, made a lot of decisions. But mostly it was about money. the topics are usually about, how are we spending our resources? How are we generating more resources? How are we investing? And how are we supporting our coaches to go do what they do? So, it is definitely a dynamic job. It pulls you in a lot of different directions, but I love it. I meet a lot of great people, and particularly at a place like Mizzou, it's pretty awesome.
I was just going to ask you that, just in terms of money, how much of your day-to-day job is just simply raising more money for whatever it is that you need? It feels like now with NIL, there's just more of a push than ever before to be competitive. It used to be about having the nice weight room and facilities. Now it seems how much money can you spend on your roster? How much of your job is just simply trying to raise money to keep up with everybody else in the conference?
Yeah, it is a lot. It needs to be. I mean, in the end, that's how I support our coaches and our student athletes, is by, helping to provide the resources necessary to compete. And, part of it is certainly generating more and more resources, because we've been making some good strides. We're doing a lot of good things, but we still have a lot of ground to make up when it comes to, particularly in the SEC, that is the top of the top. So you're competing with, from a resource standpoint, the wealthiest and most supported institutions and athletic departments in the country. So, you have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and compete and ask for support. I've been super thrilled with how our people are responding to those asks. But we also got to be really smart about how we're investing the money, right? It can't just be drain more and more. It has to be smart, difficult decisions are we making to really prioritize our resources, particularly now in this new environment where those dollars need to go to student athletes and that are on the front line that can help you compete and win.
I guess two-part question here, and we'll kind of talk more specifically about the teams. How is your job different from a group of five school like Memphis to now in the SEC? I'm also guessing that your job is very different post-COVID as opposed to pre-COVID. Everybody's job is a little bit different. How have you seen college athletics shift in your time going from a group of five to the SEC and also before and after COVID?
That's a good question. Yeah, the role, I think back to, I first became an athletic director at Memphis, the head job, so to speak, in 2019. So you just think about what's happened over the last 5-6 years in terms of change and focus and what you have to be managing every day, and it is dramatically different. Of course, the COVID thing was difficult for all of us, but it required a lot of focus and a lot of management attention on working us through that. And now, you know, with NIL, with transfer portal, with, you know, all the lawsuits and things we're managing these days, that managing that change is critically important, you know. So the day-to-day focus is certainly different in some respects, but in others it's about, you know, relationships, people, having the right people in place. And, you know, that's where I look at, you know, being in a Mizzou, how much I appreciate just having so many good people around me on the staff, coaches, you know, the support across campus. It's a place that is very much aligned on being successful and doing what it takes to be successful right now. And we just got a lot of good people to work with to do it. So it makes the job a lot more fun.
Right now we're talking to Laird Veach. He is the athletic director at the University of Missouri. This is going to sound like a very open-ended question. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. I love college sports. I love college football. I would probably argue at times college football is my favorite sport. I don't really know what the rules are right now. I don't know how long you can stay in college. It seems like any player can make however much amount of money. It seems like you can play for Missouri 1 year, then the next year you can play at LSU, and the next year you can go play at Arkansas. I'm not really sure how the rules are. How are you constantly evolving as an athletic department when the rules just don't really seem clear for anybody?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously going through a massive evolution right now, and in so many ways, we are on a path to professionalizing more and more, right? I mean, I think everybody recognizes that. That's what, you know, and I get questions all the time like, well, why did you guys decide to do that? Well, we didn't really decide to, right? The courts have told us that that's what needs to happen. And at the same time, we didn't really control that change ourselves. So when it gets kind of forced upon you, when that evolution gets forced upon you, it's kind of difficult, right? It's bumpy. It's challenging. You didn't navigate it or decide it yourself. So you're in many ways responding. And, you know, so what we've been really trying to do is focus on how do we use the opportunity to position ourselves and to think differently. And it is a huge opportunity in a lot of ways. It's challenging in some respects. I think the encouraging thing now is that with the House settlement and all the things I'm sure you've been reading about recently with this revenue share that we're able to, you know, compensate and pay student athletes directly for the first time ever. And, you know, we have this cap, and then there's this clearinghouse for any outside, like real NIL deals that can be possible. We are shifting back as of this moment, you know, as of July 1st, we're shifting back into a more sort of structured, regulated environment, which I think is good. I think to your point, you know, we've been living in this world where we really haven't had any rules, so to speak. But that's what it certainly felt like and how we've had to kind of navigate. But now there is at least some structure and some oversight, a new kind of sheriff in town with the Collegiate Sports Commission and you know, them working with Deloitte to put together a really robust program that, you know, I believe has some hope and chance to really bring some level of stability to this whole thing. You know, we're clearly going to continue to evolve and change. We're never going back to what it was. But, you know, hopefully we can get to a point where there is a little more stability in it. And, you know, really for the benefit of the student athletes, now that they're many of them are going to be compensated directly, you know, how can we find ways to really insert the academic mission back into the conversation and think about their experience as young people beyond the dollar? So we've got to get back to that kind of discussion as well. And I think, you know, getting this settlement done, some of the conversations that are happening at the congressional level will hopefully get to a point where that will provide some stability as well. So I am optimistic that we're going to get into a better time again. It's never going to be the same, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. And I think there's a lot of, you know, exciting opportunity in the changes that are taking place.
Just as a fan and as an observer, I mean, one of the issues that I see is I kind of feel like college athletics are kind of stuck in this hybrid model. Like, it held on to amateurism for so long, but as you mentioned, the courts have simply said, hey, that model doesn't work anymore. It's crazy to be asking an athletic director this, but there's been a lot of conversation about these guys becoming employees. I think a lot of these questions could be answered if it was more of an employee-employer relationship. You're an employee, I'm an employee. There are certain rules and regulations that I have to follow that everybody has to follow. follow that seem very gray when it comes to these players. Can you see a time where we are talking about a sport that has a collective bargaining, that there is a union for the players, that they are looked at as employees, and we can look at this as what it is? This is a minor league system for the NFL and NBA. At least that's what it appears now, with some athletes making millions of dollars.
You know, can I see a time when that's the case? Yeah, I can see a time. I do think, you know, eventually at some point we may get to that. I do hope we're at a point where we can have more and more representation from student athletes directly in that conversation. I do think we need to be really cautious and thoughtful about should student athletes truly be employees? And I say that because if you think about that for young people and the implications of being an employee, you know, when you ask student athletes, just generally speaking across the board, they don't want that, right? They recognize that there's a lot of other obligations that come with being an employee, a lot of benefits we provide them. We provide them an unbelievable amount of, you know, whether it's housing or nutrition, feed, travel, medical support. There's a lot of things we do for them now that suddenly become different when you're an employee, whether that's the taxability of those things, the responsibility that comes with being an employee and the other obligations there. So many of them, they want that student athlete experience, you know, particularly when you think beyond really high profile football and basketball players. If you think about our other sports, you know, they're doing that because they want to be college students, right? They want the academics. They want the experience of competing. They want to be at that level. And there's now a compensation component, too. So in many respects, if we can really lock onto this in the right way, I think it could be the best of all worlds. But it would be naive for me to say that, you know, we're not going to continue to be fighting some of those battles in the courts or otherwise as we move forward.
Right now, we're talking to Laird Veach. He is the athletic director at the University of Missouri. Just talk to him about the state of college athletics. This is one thing that people have proposed. I don't know if you're for it or against it. I would certainly be for a commissioner. You know, the NFL has its individual owners, has its individual general managers, but it also has Roger Goodell as a commissioner. Are you for, are other athletic directors for having a commissioner for college football?
Well, what I'm for is for dramatically streamlining and the operations, so to speak, of college football and college athletics in general, particularly at these highest levels, and eliminating layer upon layer of bureaucracy, right? So that's one of the real challenges that led to all of this, is there were many of us in the profession across the country that wanted to evolve, right? We wanted to embrace the kind of direction things were going and kind of move away from amateurism and, you know, compensate student athletes. But it was so difficult to get any kind of change or movement because, you know, it's been such a big national bureaucracy and difficult to operate. So, you know, we've got to get to a point where we can make decisions, effective decisions, quicker, better. And, you know, many times having a sense, you know, kind of one final authority or one governing body, and even up to a commissioner, that is a model that's tended to provide a lot more efficiency and decision making and leadership. So, yeah, that could be a possibility. Regardless of whether it's a commissioner or otherwise, what we've got to get to point is a less bureaucratic, more streamlined governing system.
You know what? I'm just happy to know that your job and my job are very different in a lot of ways. But what you just described, that's everybody's job. I'm just happy to know that you go through the same things that the rest of us go through at our jobs when it comes to what you just described.
Yeah, we all have our politics. We all have our bureaucracy. There's no question. Yeah, and university settings and college athletics is maybe one of the more extreme. So we all have to manage it. That's why it's really important to have, you know, really aligned good leadership in place, because, you know, that's how you navigate those things.
There are a lot of questions right now about the future of the college football playoff. We had a 4-team playoff. We then had a 12-team playoff. For some reason, just after 1 year, we're now unhappy with the 12-team playoff. We potentially want to expand it to 14 or 16 teams. There have been a lot of conversations about the model that is going to be used. Do you have an opinion? Do you have an idea of what model we should use to determine who wins the championship in college football?
You know, I don't, and I wouldn't personally describe it as unhappy. I think there was last year, and particularly the latter part of the season, was one of the more exciting and, you know, highly watched years in history, right, if not the. And so I think there's a lot of real good things that have come out of the expansion. I think it's how do we continue to make it better, right, and not necessarily be satisfied with that. I do think there will be a point of diminishing returns on expansion at some point. I don't know if we're quite there yet, but I do think continuing to look for ways to make it better, better and better. And you know, the opportunities that are there and that platform are massive for an institution like Mizzou. If we're able to, you know, compete and get into a college football playoff, particularly if you could think about us being a host of that, you know, that first round and the first or second round in the playoff and what that would mean. It's massive, right? So we for all the things we do and invest in, you know, the benefit in so many ways comes back to how it impacts our university, our community, our state, from a brand standpoint, from an economic standpoint, from an enrollment standpoint. So we have to really push for those kind of massive exposure opportunities. And you know, so we're going to continue to look at that and find ways to expand it and make it even better.
Laird, I don't know who you can pass this message to. You seem like the perfect, at least either I need to tell you or you can be a messenger to somebody else. We, the fans, do not want expansion for the NCAA tournament. We like the NCAA tournament just the way that it is. We went from 64 to 68. Now we're talking about expanding. Adding teams to the college football playoff, you can certainly sell me on. I'm not wild about the idea. You could sell me on it. I think a lot of fans are very much opposed to expanding the NCAA tournament. I know that's something that has been kicked around. I just want you to pass this message on to somebody.
I appreciate the input. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. No, I'm happy. I'm happy that at least now you know. We're talking to the athletic director for the University of Missouri for a couple of more minutes here. Let's just start with the football program. It seems like it is in a very, very comfortable place right now. You guys are generating more money than ever before. People are donating. You guys are adding construction and doing these things. You've won double-digit games the last couple of seasons. Your coach is happy. Your coach is in place. It feels like the football program, everything is rolling along fine right now.
Yeah, we are fortunate. We've had some real good momentum and success. Coach Drake is an exceptional leader, coach. I describe him much more as a CEO type, super intelligent, really relates to players well, great leader, not only for our football program, but for our institution in many ways. So we're super fortunate there. And, you know, but I look at more as it's a start and it's momentum. And, you know, The last thing we can do is get comfortable, right? We've got to continue to elevate, continue to push. You know, we can't be happy with just, you know, winning. We got to now, how do we take that next step, right? How do we get into a college football playoff? How do we continue to work down that path and work towards a national championship? I mean, those are the kind of things we need to be aspiring to. And it takes a lot of investment and a lot of time and a lot of commitment to continue to, you know, to continue to progress like that. But, you know, we're certainly not going to, you know, just accept where we're at. We're going to keep pushing.
Laird, I remember when Kansas didn't want to play Missouri in anything. It was, oh, we don't need to play them. They left the conference. You guys now play Kansas in everything. You play them in basketball. I was at the basketball game earlier this year. I'll be at the football game coming up. You play them in baseball. You play them in hockey. You play them in women's basketball. You guys play KU in just about everything now.
Yeah, I think it's great. I love seeing that competition, that rivalry continue. You know, the athletic director there and I have talked a few times, and you know, in many ways, want to keep as much of that going as we can. It unfortunately gets complicated at times in scheduling in the future, but I will tell you, the intent and the desire is definitely there. And because you know, we both recognize how important the rivalry is, but you know, particularly in this day and age when we're all traveling over the country. Anything we can do to have, you know, to play more and to play, you know, a true regular season contest. That didn't happen quite yet, but maybe we can get to that down the road.
Laird, I'll get you out of here with this last question, and we appreciate your time. I did actually know that you were from Manhattan, Kansas, and that you were K-State alma mater. I'll get you out of here with the fun trip down memory lane. I just want to hear one of your old Big 8 tournament stories, because anybody who was your age that was around during the Big 8 tournament, they talk about it like it was a magical time. I'm sure that at some point you came over to Kansas City for a nice Big 8 tournament game.
Oh yeah, those were some great days down at Kemper Arena back in the day. I remember, you know, staying at the Marriott there, taking the shuttle down, And you know, going to what was the name of the steak place that was right there by Kemper Arena? I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but going there, I actually still have, you know, even all the way back as a kid, you know, because I grew up there in Manhattan and going to ball games. So I even have some of those old cups you could pick up that would be laying around, and I'd take all these dirty cups home like all the kids did back in the day. I still got a couple of those with old Big Eight names pretty much worn off that are still in my basement. So that goes way back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to know that you have a lot of stories about the old Gold Knox down in down near Kemper Arena.
There you go. The Gold Knox. There you go. Gold Knox.
The Golden Knox. That is Lair Veach joining us on the show. He is the athletic director at the University of Missouri. Lair, really appreciate your time. Thanks for popping on today.
You bet. Happy to do it. Take care. M-I-Z.
Absolutely. That is Lair Veach joining us on the show today. He is the athletic director at the University of Missouri. You know one thing that this city really needs? Maybe we don't need a downtown stadium. I mean, I'd love if we got a downtown baseball stadium, but do we really need a downtown stadium? You know what we need? For those of you that have lived in Kansas City a long time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Rob, do you remember that old painting of that basketball player doing the backwards dunk? That when you were driving down to the West Bottoms, you were driving down to the Kemper Arena, I'm pretty sure that it was an old Reebok ad. We need somebody to repaint that. That should be, if you're driving to that part of the town, we need somebody to reinvest the money and put that basketball mural, that portrait of the guy doing the behind-the-back dunk. That's what we need. That's what our city is missing.
I remember that. I would only see it, like, I didn't go to Kemper that often, but you'd see it during heading down there for the Big 8, Big 12 tournament. I remember it's an NCAA tournament game. It was like, oh, we're going to a basketball arena. Now, I would tell you, over time, wear and tear had done its work.
Yeah, so I'm saying we gotta put some more money towards it. That's what we gotta do. We gotta figure out some NIL money for that.
I mean, haven't we replaced it with a bunch of Chiefs and Instagram murals across the Crossroads? I don't know if you've been down there recently. It's basically an Instagram-a-palooza in the Crossroads. Isn't that the same energy?
No, we're going to fix it. That's what I'm saying. We got to put a collection up so we can have somebody paint it. We got to go back. We got to get back to the recipes, man. I actually never got a chance to go to the old Big 8 tournament. The people that went to the Big 8 tournament, talk about it like it was a real special time.
Yeah, because, I mean, I went to maybe one game with my parents. Like, I don't have like these fond memories of it because I was so young. But you know why it was cool? The eight schools were 12 minutes away.
It was a good time.
You were playing Missouri, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa State. No one was more than like 6-7. Every school could drive, so every school showed up. The Big 12 tournament now is great. It's a vibe. It's fantastic on T-Mobile Center. I don't want to speak ill of it. But you know what you don't get? You don't get every fan base down there. You know what you don't see in Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament? A lot of UCF fans. They don't really exist. You don't see a ton of Mountaineers rolling around. I saw no Sun Devils in town when I was down there this year because it's a flight and then some to get there. The Big 8 tournament was great because everyone was 4 hours away. Jump in the car and come to Kansas City.
I'm with you, man. You know me. I'm for bringing it back. I'm all happy to bring back the old Big 12 North. Can we bring back the Big 12 North? We didn't realize what we had with the Big 12 North. It was a lot of fun. It was a great league. Then greed rolled in. Everybody had to get a bigger piece of the pie. Missouri had to get a bigger piece. A&M, Nebraska, everybody had to get a bigger piece of the pie. Can we just reset and get back to the leagues the way we used to have them? The Pac-12, I mean, the West Coast had a league. The South had a league. The North, the Northeast, everybody had their own league, man. Now, who knows? We're just random teams thrown together. From money and greed.
You don't like the idea of Rutgers having a conference game with Oregon this year?
No, I don't like that idea. No.
I saw a thing. It was one of those like Instagram videos, like projecting every school's record at the end of the season. It like Nebraska's popped up like week two, UCLA. And I'm like, what is this? What are we doing?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That does not interest me. Actually, not.
As a KU fan, I looked when the Big 12 schedule came out for football this year. Oh, KU's heading to Orlando. Super. Just great.
You know what? I actually saw their Vegas schedule. It's not a bad schedule if you're a KU fan and want to go out there. It's not bad.
They're playing the least interesting games, Notre Dame and Syracuse. I mean, it's fun to be out there, but they're playing Notre Dame and Syracuse.
I mean, I'm interested in seeing them play Syracuse. We can see Carmelo's kid.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
You're not interested in seeing him?
Do you know anything
Darren
else?
Peterson?
Do you know anything else about Syracuse team?
I don't know nothing about KU's team.
They got the best player in the country. That's all I know. I know they got him,
and I know Flory fake left so he could get a raise. That's all I know about this KU team. And you guys love El Marco Jackson. That's all I know. I don't know much. I mean, nobody knows in November about college basketball. Just play some guys that I know, play some teams that I've heard of before. Yeah, you can always get me excited about that. Coming up on the other side, there was I got an email about some over-under for some Chiefs wide receiver numbers. Let's go through them together. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been a rough day for me. It's been a rough week for me. My queen, Joy Taylor, is unemployed. I'm here if she needs a shoulder to cry on. My friend Danny Parkins is in the wind a little bit. We don't know what's going to happen. There's been a lot of changes over at Fox Sports 1. One of them is my family. The other one, I would like to make part of my family. But now you guys are hurting too. From Tom Pelissero, the Chiefs have made the decision to move on from Justin Ross. Now I know some of you in the back are snickering. Why is this a big deal? Because you weren't there. I remember when a Justin Ross practice video would go triple platinum on the internet. I remember when a Justin Ross practice video would be the lead story on the news or your favorite sports talk show. Oh, were you guys excited? That one great year that he had at Clemson, and you were just hoping, wishing, praying that he could get some of that past glory. Now, that didn't happen, and I'm not here to make fun of Justin Ross. Man, you made it to the NFL. You got to play on a Super Bowl championship winning team. You got to touch the field in an NFL game. In no way am I trying to make light of Justin Ross's situation. I'm making fun of you guys. We're talking about a three-time training camp MVP here. I haven't forgot some of the wild things you guys were saying about Justin Ross back in the day. Who's it going to be this year? Because he was the two-time winning MVP. Last year, it was Carson Steele. I'll never forget what you guys did to Carson Steele. Oh, it was Crocky J, and he had T-shirts, and oh, you guys loved him. He fumbled that one time. Y'all was like, hey, man, you got to get sunshine out of here. Who's it going to be this year? Is it going to be Breshard Smith? Jalen Royals feels like a really good training camp MVP possibility. Justin Ross, I want to bid you adieu. You will always live in Chiefs fans' memory. You're going to be one of those players that 5-10 years from now, when you and your buddy are sitting in front of the couch or sitting on the couch in front of the TV and you're drinking a beer and you mention a random Chiefs player. Hey, do you remember Boomer Grigsby? Everybody knows who I'm talking about. Hey, do you remember Casey Printers? If you're a real Chiefs fan, you know. 10 years from now, when the Chiefs are playing out by the legends and somebody brings up Justin Ross, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Training camp all-star in 2022, 2023, and 2024. Thank you, Justin. They should put him, you know how they have the Ring of Honor at Arrowhead? They need to have flags up for players who have dominated St. Joe. They need their own Ring of Honor in St. Joe. That's what they need. Justin Ross, good luck to you, man, in your next occupation, man.
By the way, not to defer from Justin Ross for a minute, I do not believe he was 2024 training camp hero. That was Luis Rhys-Samet. Remember when they signed the rugby star? Chiefs fans were like, I don't know if you guys know this, but they changed the kickoff rules and he's about to be a star.
That's a good one. That's a good one. No, that's a good one.
He was Carson Steele before Carson Steele.
And that's a real good one.
There was that, remember that week where they were off of camp and he took the SI swimsuit model to Worlds of Fun and everyone was like, oh, Luis Rhys-Samet, SI models and Worlds of Fun. What a time. And then I don't know he's in the league right now. I know he didn't make the Chiefs, but I don't think he made it anywhere.
That man was over here. That man went over here. He went to Jackstack and Q39 one time. He went to Worlds of Fun with that model. We've never heard from him again. That man came over here for a work release program. He was an international student. He wasn't an NFL player. That man came over here for 6 months. He partook in the culture and then went back home. That man went to Mosaic one time and was out of here. I forgot about Luis Rhys-Samet. First team all training camp. Oh, there's some other first team all training camps. Jody Fortson's one of those guys too. Definitely first team all training camp.
Jody Fortson and Justin Ross are the Spider-Man meme. They point at each other. I remember when people were like, Carrington, he has one catch in one game. It's a touchdown. You expedite that, put those numbers in an exponential equation. And he's due for 17. No. He's just a guy.
What always makes me laugh about this.
We had Jason Dunn on the show, and he was like, I think he's a great player. What are we doing?
What always makes me laugh about this is there are some things that are a cycle. And you know what? I just accept that sometimes that's the cycle. I know where our show fits in this Chiefs cycle. There's going to be, and I know it. I know it. Who's that undrafted tight end they got from Clemson?
Oh, that's the kid.
Oh, you guys are going to be super excited about him. I know it. I I can already tell you what the conversation's going to be.
It's Jake something or other.
Hey, man, whenever Travis Kelce's done, I mean, we kind of got his replacement right here. Noah Gray and this undrafted guy, they're going to be the 1-2 punch. I mean, I can already see it starting. And then Robin here and I will come on here and be like, hey, man, I don't know. Why are you guys being so negative, man? Why are you guys always hating? You guys always do that, man. That's why I listen to the other station. I hate you guys, man. You always do this. Turning the dial. Do this all the time. That's the cycle. That's the motion. What's that? The circle of life?
By the way, there's another step in that circle. Someone will text in and be like, I don't know if you guys have seen Chiefs Hive on Twitter, but they're saying that he's the – and I'm like, I'm sorry. Me and Chiefs Hive don't do the same.
It ain't no Chiefs Hive. And they say, I ain't got no beef. This is Seth Kaiser's doing.
That's fair.
Seth Kaiser is y'all pro football focus. I'm telling you, if Seth Kaiser likes somebody, y'all going crazy. Y'all going crazy for whoever he likes. It don't matter who it could be. It could be their fourth string quarterback. I don't know, man. We got something. Hey, we kind of bring him up a little bit. Hey, in a couple years, he going to be worth the second round pick. I'm telling you, Seth Kaiser do one little film review. Y'all going crazy. Shout out to Seth Kaiser. I'm telling you. Text line is saying, hey, you got to be fair to Jody Fortson. He had some injuries. No, you're right. He did have some injuries. I get it. He did have some injuries. And sometimes that happens. Again, I'm not here to make fun of Justin Ross. Justin Ross, hey, the fact that he overcame those injuries and made an NFL roster and made a team as an undrafted guy, hey, man, salute. I'm serious. I'm more making fun of y'all. Y'all do this all the time. It's just fun. It's fun. You know? You get all excited, and, you know, I get it. I understand. I also think that's part of when the Chiefs are as good as they are, like, they're not the underdog, so you kind of got to, like, find and pick a spot to, like, root for an underdog, you know? You got to find somebody. I'm telling you, this year, it's going to be that undrafted tight end from Clemson. That's going to be you guys. That's going to be your underdog this year that you're going to cling on to. He's going to make an amazing catch at training camp. And you guys are going to be going crazy. That seventh round running back, Rashard Smith from SMU, you guys can't wait. He's going to make one cut in a drill in which you can't tackle anybody. It's going to be like, oh, man, we got something. Veach. Okay, all right. Hey, y'all do it.
When they compared Derek Gore to Priest Holmes.
That was a good one. They did do that.
That was a bad
day.
They
did do that.
He has that vision. Okay, we have to stop. We just have to stop.
Darius Fountain. Remember Darius Fountain?
Darius Fountain was
popular.
Darius
Fountain was a good one. Darius Fountain. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about the Derek Gore. They weren't comparing him to Priest Holmes for a while. That was crazy. I'm serious. That was crazy. I was like, wait, what? Darwin Thompson. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about this seriously because you guys are actually kind of doing this to the Royals too. Sometimes the best thing you can be is the athlete that we never get to see. I'll explain. Keep it right here, so Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh,
tiny. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we were having a little fun and we were joking around. I think most of you know that. But this is a serious take. I'm serious. This is a serious take. Sometimes the best kind of athlete you can be is the athlete that we never get to see. You keep a lot of your allure if you never get on the field. Sometimes the worst thing you can do is actually play. Now, I don't know how serious this was, but I did see a little bit of social media earlier. I was on Sirius earlier, so I just was working whenever the trade happened. And I saw a group of people that were upset about the Cam Devaney trade. I then came in. I usually come in. I try to talk to Cody and Gold one time during their show. Hey, how's the text line? How's things going? How are you guys doing? You know, just office camaraderie. I could tell that Gold and Cody fired up. Oh, you won't believe what the text line is saying about Cam Devaney. I looked at it, I was kind of puzzled. Like, for real? Like, this is the big deal to people? And they were laughing and joking about it. You know, we were just having a little fun, little guy time. And then I went on his pro baseball reference page. He's 28 years old and he's never made it to the majors. Now, the Royals could be wrong. I mean, that's very possible that the Royals are wrong. I mean, teams get things wrong all the time, right? Whit Merrifield got a late start. So I'm not here telling you that we know Cam Devaney won't work out, but I'm telling you that they traded a 28-year-old player who has been in the minor leagues for six seasons. He has played 600 games in the minor league level, and they haven't brought him up yet. Like, the Royals don't think he's it, but you haven't got a chance to see him. He hasn't failed. And that's the best thing you can do. You remember when Johnny Giovitella was here? Oh, my goodness. Johnny Giovitella, you got to play this guy. What are they doing? Very mad, but sometimes you keep your value if nobody gets to see you play. Because then you never fail. You never fail if that's the case. You're always that prospect in your mind. Imagine what would have happened. Like, let's say, trying to think of the guy's name. Adalberto Mondesi. That's who it was. You know, tip of my tongue. Let's say that Adalberto Mondesi had like popped his Achilles at 21 years old and they just couldn't play anymore. The way you talk about Adalberto Mondesi, hey man, the Royals had one of the greats. They had one of the best prospects. He was really going to be something. He was going to be Jose Altuve. You would talk about him very differently, but he kept playing and then you got a chance to see him. So I'm saying this Cam Devaney guy, I don't know. I'm not here to tell you that I do know. I haven't watched a lot of Omaha Storm Chasers baseball. Whenever we talk to somebody from the Storm Chasers, he's not one of the players that we ask about. You guys aren't that interested in how Cam Devaney is doing. He's a 28-year-old minor leaguer. And if he turns his career around and gets on the field, that will be a tremendous accomplishment. Honestly, it really will be. He has over 2,000 ABs. So far, he is a minor league player, I can't be that up in arms that they traded him. I really can't be. And if the Royals are wrong, then they're wrong. And you can absolutely crush them for it. Perfectly fine. You can absolutely crush them for it if they're wrong. But I don't have it in me to be that mad that the Royals traded a player that has quite literally never played for the Royals. And at this point, we're not talking about potential. He's not 22 or 23. There's still a lot of potential left. Bro, you're 28. You're 28. You've been in AAA for the last 3 years with multiple organizations. It's not like this is just the Royals thing. Milwaukee never brought you up. The Royals didn't bring you up. You're a minor leaguer. Nothing wrong with that. That's a higher level of baseball than a lot of people. I saw this stat. It blew my mind. This has nothing to do with Cam Devaney, but still, it's a mind-blowing stat. Rob, did you know that if you put every single major leaguer there's ever been, every player who has ever played in Major League Baseball, you would still have less than half of the capacity of the Guardians' home stadium? Think about that, Rob. Think about how long they've been playing baseball. If you put every single major league player in there, it'd be less than half of the capacity where the Guardians play their home games. I just simply bring that up because it's really, really hard to get to the major leagues. Very, very few. They've been playing baseball for over 100 years. Very few people get to this level of baseball. So it's not a shame if you don't get there. But two major league teams have told you we don't think he's a major league player. The Brewers have told you that, and the Royals have told you that. So again, Rob, I don't have it really in my spirit to be that up in arms that Cam Devaney got traded earlier today.
I might be part of the problem with Cam Devaney specifically because, and it's the Johnny Giovitella syndrome. It happens more in baseball than football, but it happens in football. It's the, it cannot be worse than him. With Johnny Giovitella, Chris Getz was bad every day. And Royals fans had picked a player. This guy cannot be worse than that guy. We see it in football with bad franchises all the time. You're going to see this here with the Colts. They're going to start one quarterback. Fans are going to scream, why isn't the other one playing? Because what is on the bench is always the mystery of, it has to be better than that. But the Royals offense has been so bad this year. And 28-year-old Cam Devaney was hitting pretty well in Omaha. And I, as a Royals fan, was watching them bring up a bunch of guys that, let's be honest, they're quadruple A players. No offense to Nick Lofton, no offense to John Rave. They are quadruple A players. Not major leaguers, but too good for triple A. I thought if you're going to give all of those guys the shot, why not give one to Cam Devaney? So it's possible. I'm way off base. The Royals are right. He's not even a quadruple A player. He's 28 and in triple A. He's just too old for the level. Or maybe he's, you know, Mike Aviles, and he has one or two good years, and he needed the chance. Either way, I think fans drew themselves to Devaney and Giovitella and Justin Ross and whoever because they thought the unseen has to be better, and it's just they have picked a player to love because they source of frustration who is actually playing.
And I certainly get the comparison you're making with Mike Aviles. I'm not here to like poke holes in it. Mike Aviles was a major league player by the time he was 27 years old. Like he was a major league player. He played 100 games at 27 years old. Cam Devaney was in AAA for Milwaukee. So he's not even Mike Aviles. Like Mike Aviles, you're right, got a very late start in his career. Mike Aviles played from ages 27 to 36. He got 10 years in the league, what Hud always talks about. Man, that is the exception. That ain't the norm. Normally, if you haven't done what you're supposed to do athletically by 27, 28, it usually ain't going to happen for you. It does for some people. Whit Merrifield, you just mentioned Mike Aviles, two great examples. Those are the exceptions, not the norm. Someone texted in. C-Dot, my main issue is who we got for him. I'd rather have a bullpen arm with a 4.5 ERA than Adam Frazier. Okay. I mean, I get it. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong there. That's perfectly fine. That's fine. I got it. It's Cam Devaney, you know? I get it, you know? I understand. That's it. I just wanted to tell you guys that I understand. That was all. I would highly encourage you guys to check out our interview earlier today with Laird Veach. Really good interview. I just randomly hit my mind to tell you that again, but Blair Veach was really good. If you want to talk about like the business side of college football, college athletics, I thought Missouri's AD was really good about that. We had KU's AD on the show yesterday. We have Missouri's today. Tomorrow, we will have Kansas State's athletic director, Gene Taylor, will be on the show. I also got a chance earlier today to catch up with Jerome Tang. We'll play that for you tomorrow, too. We're going to celebrate K-State. And Rob, tell me if I'm incorrect. I believe Avery Johnson's coming on the show tomorrow. That's what you told me. You told me Avery Johnson was calling in tomorrow. Is that true?
The schedule shows both Chris Klieman and Avery Johnson as they're a week away from fall camp out in Manhattan. Oh, yeah,
they're going over to Ireland.
They're going over to Ireland, yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to K-State. Who are you rooting for in K-State, Iowa State?
Pass.
You're not going to tell me?
It's like when I watched K-State Mizzou a few years ago. I felt dirty cheering for either program.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. I just was curious to know. Coming up at the top of the hour, why don't we do the over-under thing with the Chiefs receivers? So I have the over-under. It just came out. I have the over-under for Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, and Xavier Worthy. Why don't we go through it together? We'll do that next. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.